Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I got to tell you, I'm actually kind of looking forward to the topic today in the sense of, you know what? I see us getting to the top of the mountain, and sooner or later, it's going to start rolling. And I'm talking about the American people when it comes to justice, which establishes righteousness and peace within the gate. What is being on the offensive look like, right? Well, what about an attorney that's going after the CDC? What about an attorney that's actually standing up for the American cause, that's actually enforcing the law? What about an attorney who is involved in several major cases brought in Ohio, New Mexico, Maine, and nationally against the CDC and the DHS regarding the COVID-19 lockdowns concerning the pandemic, business closures, false PCR data, fraudulent death numbers, and more? I'm not making this up, friends. I'm not making it up. I'm actually looking forward to our time with Attorney Tom Renz today. Folks, before we get to Tom, I need to cover a couple things, especially for our new viewers and listeners. If you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, when you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, what you will find is social media platforms on the right, morning show, afternoon show. Also go to the top and subscribe. You can also, if you'd always like to find us, friends, just go to sonsoflibertyradio.com to find out who we are, what it is that we do. Also go over and subscribe to our page on Sons of Liberty Radio Live, Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble. And again, subscribe over there, friends. We will always be over there. You can also check us out on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're up on the front left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. Again, friends, join us on social media platforms. You can see that we're being, again, censored, and I'm just reminding everybody that for the very sake of reminding Facebook that we are watching everything that they are doing. But what's interesting, again, on Rumble just yesterday, we had 36,000 friends that were viewing our show just on that one social media outlet. Just wanted to make clear as to people understanding what's going on here. We have 78, I believe, right now that are watching us on Facebook. We have 773,000 friends, and they've allotted 74 people to watch today on that outlet, friends. This is major major censorship that's going on here. Also, I wanted to remember as well, I want you to remember, yesterday we highlighted the fact that there was more leaks coming out of Facebook, just reminding everybody as to what is taking place here. Facebook whistleblowers, insiders, reveal secret filter for what? Liberty-based and religious-based objections and skepticisms, including vaccine passports. In other words, they're censoring anything counter to their narrative. And you are seeing this and you are hearing this on a nationwide basis 24/7, even on this radio station. When you listen to the breaks, listen to how much time is made and set to set the narrative that the propagandists want to set. And how dare you stand up against them, friends? Well, guess what? We are daring because we believe that they are daring the justice of God. So without that, with all that said, friends, go ahead over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to that page, 10 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. Go to the right side of the page, join us on social media platforms, subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, go over to beforeitsnews.com as well, top left side, join us on social media platforms. If you'd like to give us a call at any time, again, we do have a guest today, Tom Renz. And with that said, I'll squeeze you in if I can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1. The point is made. The Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests, period. Now, before we get over to Tom, I've got about, what, four more minutes before the up-and-coming hard break here. Did you see this? And you do need to see this because, again, it goes back to what we've always said, reaffirming and confirming what the federal judges have said about the said governors and mayors across the United States that have zeroed in on the churches, that have zeroed in on the businesses, that have mandated masks, have mandated vaccinations, vaccine passports, the list goes on. You ready for this, friends? And I want you to listen to me carefully. A Kentucky judge just invalidated all of the governor's Beshear state of emergency actions. Oh, is it one of those I told you so's? I think it is. And you say, well, that might be arrogance. No, it's not arrogance. It's confidence, because we knew that when we were giving you this information from the very offset of this pandemic over 14 months ago now, friends, we told you what the Constitution said. We told you what the federal judges were saying in Pennsylvania. We told you what the federal judges were saying in North Carolina. We told you what state Supreme Courts were telling you, friends, in Michigan, not once but twice. We told you what state Supreme Courts were telling you in California. Friends, it's all null and void. It's nugatory. Again, I'm highlighting right now on the civilrightslawyer.com, the Kentucky judge doing his job. Put that up against Judges 2:12, by the way. But a Kentucky judge just invalidated all of the governor's Beshear's state of emergency actions. Now, isn't that interesting? If everybody in this country, we have 330 million people in this country. Now, just imagine if every one of them, out of gratitude, saying thank you to those that fought, bled, and died, sacrificing themselves, magnifying the laws, namely the enumerated laws found within the Constitution that most Americans in this country don't know today. Just imagine if they all took the time out of gratitude to read the U.S. Constitution and their own particular state statutes concerning what's taking place in this country. Every single one of these governors, every single one of these mayors, every single one of these corrupt politicians would have been thrown in jail, at least for their crimes against the people. Isn't that what everybody's complaining about, friends? I thought everybody was sick and tired of the establishment. Well, then get out of the establishment. Take the time to know your own documents, because if you don't, Hosea 4:6 comes to my aid where it tells me that people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, friends. And it's exactly what's happening here. But again, the mercy of God intervenes and wakes the American people up to the fact that, guess what? What they're doing is completely illegal. And if you bow the knee, then you get what you've got coming. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, we're coming right back up with Attorney Thomas Renz, and I'm looking forward to this one. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check it out. See who it is that we are, what it is that we've done, and what it is that we are doing. Next week, we're going to be in Rapid City, South Dakota. The week after that, we're going to be in Johnstown, Colorado. The week after that, we're going to be in Escondido, California. Temecula, we're going to be over there. And then we're coming back. We're going to be in Michigan, speaking to a constitutional party there. And then we are going to be in Michigan. And I'm telling you what, friends, Wisconsin and Michigan, we've got dates just lining up one after another right now, and I'm very thankful for that. But if for any reason you'd want to book us, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, I got to tell you, our next guest, I'm looking forward to having. I'm excited and anticipating our conversation, and I'm talking about an attorney named Thomas Renz, who was just brought to my attention not too long ago. Attorney Thomas Renz works with and represents Americans and America's frontline doctors, okay, makes America free again, and Ohio stands up. And he's got quite a biography, but what I'm going to do here is I'm just going to take Tom and I'm going to pull him up real quick. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Tom. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me, and my God, thank you for all that you're doing.
Amen. Well, thank you for jumping on board, man. I'm telling you what, you are a needle in the haystack here, sir, and I am looking at your bio right now. Can you just give us a real quick rundown as to who you are and what it is that you're a part of right now, Tom?
Well, yeah, I can do that. So, honestly, I'm nobody important. I'm just some regular guy from a small town in Ohio. I am an attorney, nice, quiet, solo practitioner, and, about a year ago, a little over a year ago, year and a half ago, I realized that things were going real bad in our country, and I said, this is not an acceptable thing. So, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. We haven't paid it for a lot of years.
Yep.
And so what's happened is we're now in a situation where those freedoms have been taken away. They've made it real clear. If there's a cold season going around, a flu season, whatever, and take our freedoms just like that, right?
So what you're doing, Tom, in essence, you're telling us that you're rising to the level of expectation, doing your best to make up for those that haven't actually fought the good fight of faith to maintain our freedoms, 1 Timothy 6:12, over the last year. And now you see us under attack in a major way. As a matter of fact, I got more of your biography right in front of me right now about how you were censored, how you testified, you were removed by YouTube, and then the AP started calling, despite the fact that the attorney Renz has CDC data and documents. In other words, you were just expunged and censored and suppressed at every given turn for standing up on the behalf of the American people. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, well, in fact, I just got censored again today. You're the first one to hear this.
Okay.
So, by popular demand, I was taken back to the Ohio General Assembly to testify on a great bill in Ohio, House Bill 248, that would be one of the strongest anti-discrimination bills in the country. It doesn't allow people to do vaccine passports or to discriminate on you based on your health status, which anybody old enough to remember Ryan White should know that that's probably a good thing. So I went down and I testified again, and I just got word today that YouTube censored me again.
Interesting.
Licensed attorney testifying in front of a General Assembly hearing, and they're censoring. And I'm going to tell you, these guys, I don't think they realize yet, maybe they don't, but I'm going to tell you right now that I'm thinking we're going to be suing them for an awful lot of money.
Yep.
Because, you know, this is not an acceptable thing. Now, they can do a lot of things under the Communications Decency Act. You know, I mean, everybody's heard about the Section 230 stuff, right?
Right, right. But remember, Tom, with that said, Section 230 was set up to censor pornography, not their political opposition. And that's exactly what they've been found to do. That's right.
Well, and let me tell you what, in this particular instance, they've already defamed me in the past, and so we're going to look at that. But one of the real issues here is that they're using their competitive advantage, right? These are monopolies. The people that own Google, the people that own YouTube, they also own a pharmaceutical. That's why they're doing this. They're not trying to shut us up out of any good, because of any belief that they're doing the right thing. They're doing it because they make money off of shutting us up. And that's what you call illegal. It's an unfair trade practice. It's a common thing done with people who are monopolies. And I think between the fact that Google should be regulated as a public utility and the fact that you're not allowed to take those sort of anti-competitive practices, I think that they're going to be in some serious trouble. We just have to get the, you know, before I can start suing for money, I gotta make sure people are safe, and I gotta make sure they're free. So right now we're fighting for freedom and for people's safety. And by safety, I mean we're actually today, I'm proud to say we are in the process right now of filing our complaint against the DHHS for the mass experimentation on the American public.
Yep.
In the form of these god-awful genetic modifying vaccines that really aren't vaccines.
Right.
And we're going after him. And I'm happy to say, because I'll make this announcement for him, because hopefully he'll get the message, that our good buddy Anthony Fauci is named in this complaint.
Okay.
Amongst others.
Okay.
So you're actually the first media I've talked to, so I'm really happy to make the announcement here.
Well, amen. What's the probability? Now, obviously, Tom, we're not just going for him being exposed for his crimes against the American people. We are obviously going in for prosecution as well. Am I correct in saying that?
Well, I, as a private attorney, I can't prosecute him. I mean, that's something that has to be done and should be done by some of the various attorney generals around the country, including the U.S. Attorney General. I mean, this guy should be prosecuted for crimes against humanity and about 50 other things. This guy is an absolute monster. But he and several others, right? I mean, they built this virus. We've got, and we talk about in our case, the $60 million that he put towards gain-of-function research. And we don't know, but we would expect there's probably a lot more than that. He knew what they were doing.
Yeah, of course he did.
Absolute garbage to say that he didn't. You know, we looked at his emails, or part of his emails. But I mean, this guy is just absolutely, absolutely bad, in my opinion. And
Tom, he's like a politician. He's been busted over and over and over again. He's been exposed for crime. They tried doing this 10 years ago, and they failed miserably because the people threw it off. Well, they had to wait 10 more years, and all of a sudden, here we go again. It's crisis after crisis after crisis. And when you pull the curtain back, you're finding the same players in the same game, just in a different time era, and it happens because the people add strength to tyranny by leaving off justice when it comes to them being exposed. And for the life of me, I don't understand that, especially understanding what it says right under Moses and the Ten Commandments on the back of the Supreme Court, where it says, justice guards our liberty. I guess the American people have now succumbed to the fact that politicians and bureaucracies can do whatever they want to do with, and they can act as the demigods because they're above the law. Well, the American people are the ones that are going to have to reel them in, because we already see, Tom, that they're not willing to prosecute each other. As a matter of fact, they're not going to prosecute each other because they're in on it together in the kill for what it is that they're trying to make out of this. And obviously, that's some sort of gain.
Yeah, well, there's no question that there's a lot of back scratching. But I'm going to tell you what, this is unprecedented. I mean, they are literally trying to kill millions of people. They created a disease that they didn't need to create. I believe that was intentionally released by China, based on what I've seen, which is an awful lot more than I can disclose publicly. I'm going to tell you that in my mind, based on what I've seen and with the many doctors I've worked with, there's zero question that this was a created disease. There's no chance this was a jump from animals to people. This was created and, I believe, intentionally released, but at very minimum was released by accident. It's interesting because there were very effective treatments. We just had this study came out yesterday on hydroxychloroquine. Yep. It shows people, even on a ventilator, that close to death, 200% increase in positive outcomes. I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing. You know, the complicity. The American yep. Medical Association, the yep. Journal of the American Medical Association, these guys covering up
yep.
a life-saving drug because their big money pharmaceutical partners wouldn't make as much. They couldn't push their vaccine through, their experimental gene-altering vaccine, if they didn't suppress this. That's sick.
Yep.
I had people close to me die from this yep. disease, and they could have, if they would have shared what they knew, which I've seen in Fauci's emails. He was told about this early on. He knew this
Tom,
before.
Tom, I have a hard break coming up right now. Can I hold you over for one more segment, please?
Absolutely.
Okay, folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're talking to attorney Thomas Renz. We'll be right back on the other side. Hard break, hold up. 1-866-582-9933.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thursday's Consumer Price Index is bad news for the American people. We're paying a lot more for things we buy. The CPI jumped 5% since this time last year, the fastest pace since the summer of 2008. All eyes will be on the next report. It is scheduled to be released on July 13th from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. JBS USA on Thursday announced it had paid hackers the equivalent of $11 million in ransom to resolve a cyber attack that forced the meat company to shut down. The payment was made in Bitcoin. The FBI believes the hackers are living on Russian soil. After 13 years of work, Canadian pipeline company TC Energy said on Wednesday it was formally ending its bid to build the Keystone XL pipeline project. The pipeline would have carried 800,000 barrels of oil per day from Alberta, Canada, to refineries in the Gulf Coast of America. USA Radio News. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is under investigation for possible professional misconduct by the State Bar Association. Paxton is one of the most high-profile lawyers to face potential professional repercussions for using their role to try to help former President Trump expose possible voter fraud. President Biden, on his way to Europe this week, told reporters he was going to use his first foreign trip to make clear to Putin and to China that Europe and the United States are tight and the G7 is going to move. The problem? Germany and France don't appear to be on board when it comes to presenting a united front against China and Russia. Attorney General Merrick Garland told reporters that investigating the source of a massive leak of taxpayer information behind an article by ProPublica will be one of his top priorities. The article revealed that in recent years, despite their wealth, billionaires such as Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, Tesla CEO Elon Musk, and businessman Michael Bloomberg and George Soros paid zero federal income taxes. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back again, friends. 1-866-582-9933. We have a guest right now, Attorney Thomas Renz, who is heading up. Well, you know what? We named the show. This is what we named the show today. People like titles, so we gave you one. What is it like being on the offensive? What does it look like? Well, this is what it looks like. And I said, going after the CDC. So going back to Tom Renz, the attorney that we have online right now, who is a needle in the haystack, literally, friends. I have to ask you, Tom, what does that look like? What can you share with us concerning how it is that you're taking it now to the CDC? We're all curious.
Well, what it looks like is a big, stressful, tough job, and it looks like something that I say a lot of prayers over every day. I get up every day and I say to God, what can I do to serve? And then I try and do my best to do it. And most days I fail, but I try. The question is how badly I fail. And, you know, the less I do that, the more better it goes. So right now, we're launching this new lawsuit today. It's actually a continuation of the TRO that we had filed. And what we're going to do is we're going to keep going on this. I mean, we have a lot of suits lined up, a lot of things ready to go. And we're just doing them, you know, as fast as we can do them with as many people as we can do them with. And we're going to keep doing it until we're free and safe. I mean, that's it. It's just that simple. I was informed by some of the left-wing media that I'm both unqualified and not very smart. So the nice thing about that is that I'm way too dumb to stop, so I just keep fighting.
That's right.
And, I just keep going, and we're going to continue doing that until we've got our country back. And, you know, God willing, a lot of patriots will send prayers and actually get active and start doing things to help.
Amen. Well, you know what? I want to interject this into this conversation concerning the CDC. How is it that on a global basis, everybody's waiting to hear what the CDC has to say? Coming back to America here, how is it that the CDC has now trumped our said representatives who we gave delegated authority to act out in such a fashion to represent we the people? How is it that it's been passed off now to the CDC and to the WHO and to the NIH where they're calling the shots? Where are said representatives in all of this? Because it seems to me that our representatives, rather than magnifying the law against these organizations, they're just sitting back and trying to pass the baton to them and say, no, you go ahead and you start calling the shots. Who gave them the delegated authority to act in such a fashion? I'm curious.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. You just asked probably one of the best questions I've been asked, and I'm going to tell you what the answer is. The answer is that it was handed off many years ago when we started to create an administrative state. And I'm going to tell you that the administrative state is, in my opinion, the single greatest threat to our republic.
Yep.
That there is, more so than China, more so than anyone, because you have unelected bureaucrats, yep, like Fauci, who have absolute conflicts of interest. I mean, they own the intellectual property rights on the Moderna vaccine. They're making money off of every drug they approve. They're not interested in protecting the public. They're interested in promoting the drug companies because they get paid to do that. You know, I mean, this is absolutely sick. But what happened is many years ago, through a series of laws and Supreme Court cases, and it's not a short story, but through a lot of things, instead of being a representative republic, we turned into an administrative state.
That's
These
right.
People are not elected. They're not accountable. They have quasi-judicial power, they have quasi-executive power, and they have quasi-legislative power. They are all three separation of powers, all three branches, combined into a single spot, and that is terrifying.
Yep.
It is, in my opinion, completely an anathema to what our founding fathers wanted to do. And it's something that I think couldn't have been made more clear than it was when Fauci and crew shut down our country. I mean, you know, we had in each state, even a lot of the states, when the governors locked us down, they said, oh, it's the governors. Well, the governors in coordination with the CDC and everybody else. But, you know, these states, when they did it, most of them did the same thing through their own administrative bodies, you know, their own bureaucracy. I'm going to tell you, we've got to get rid of this. When the politicians say, well, I can't help it, this is the health department, let me tell you what that means. That means that whatever politician is saying that is a coward and needs to be thrown out of office tomorrow.
Amen.
Because these guys are ultimately accountable for it. And what they've done is they've delegated too much authority, and they've done it so they didn't have to be politically accountable for hard decisions, and that's garbage. That's what we elected them for. You
That's
make
right.
the decisions. You're responsible. And I'm going to tell you what, Fauci, when this is over, should be in jail, in my opinion.
At least.
And, yeah. And I'm going to tell you, these guys, these elected officials, why? They have access to more information than I do. And I can tell you there is zero question that this disease was manufactured.
Yeah.
And I have absolutely no question in my mind that it was done using American money.
Yep.
Some of the work appears to have been done in University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it done in Wuhan. And, you know, why? Why has this been done? Why are we not investigating this fully? Where are we on this? I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. Where are you on this? Your constituents are being killed. And now they're trying to shove this dangerous vaccine down people's throats. And let me tell you, I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to make a prediction here. This fall, based on everything my doctors said, we're going to see a massive wave of what's called ADE. And what that means, short version, is that everybody who got this vaccine is at risk of a very serious reaction when they're re-exposed to coronavirus in the wild. It's naturally occurring because it's never going away. this fall, you're going to see a whole bunch of people getting very, very sick, and they're going to say this is a new mutant strain.
Yep, yep.
The reality is it's going to be a reaction to the people who are vaccinated. And I'm going to tell you what else they're going to do. You think these lockdowns are over? I got news for you. They're not giving up their power so easily. If we don't win this fight, and I mean win it, which means we get court decisions, we get legislation passed, we get all these things done, and we get justice, true justice on this. Unless those things happen, trust me, this is not going to get better. It's going to be a repeat this winter, and it's going to continue getting worse. So, for all of you that are saying, well, we're getting our freedoms back, I guess we're just going to move on.
Yeah.
Well,
isn't that something?
Don't bet on it.
Yeah, Tom, isn't that something? I mean, our rights come from God, not the generosity of the states, said John F. Kennedy back in the 1960s. Apparently, the American people have forgotten that. They've taken on an evolutionary view of government. Now they believe that they receive their privileges from those that are their employees. And now they've taken on the mindset to serve the state rather than those representatives serving we the people who received our rights and delegated and entrusted them to serve we the people. It's completely upside down. I think it's really important what you just said. And I think it needs to be reiterated. Our rights didn't come from God. And it's interesting how the CDC and the WHO and the NIH and all these other bureaucracies that have been, again, created to begin to dictate our lives on a global basis. It's interesting to me how they come back after all of this whole pandemic at the very end of it. And we knew, by the way, Tom, this was the pill in the jam. We knew the vaccines were the end game. Now we can see that the vaccine passports are the new, that they're continuously tightening on the American people until they get vaccinated. But what's interesting here to me is the fact that now they're turning around and offering us our rights back if we submit to the CDC. I mean, this is about as backwards and upside down as I couldn't have predicted this if I wanted to. But it shows you perfect judgment upon a nation that refuses to keep God's commandments. And that is exactly why we're in trouble right now. And we can go down line upon line, precept upon precept to explain that. But for the sake of time and this precious time that we have with you, Tom, is there a website that you would like to drive people to? Is there contact information that you would like to drive people to while we have you on the show today?
Well, my website is rens-law.com, and I'm going to be posting this new complaint here either today or tomorrow. We'll have it posted up there. Please support what we're doing at America's Frontline Doctors, at Make Americans Free Again, and at Ohio Stands Up. Please, whatever you can do, we need your help, we need your support. And that doesn't always mean money. One of the things that I really need are prayers.
Amen.
I believe that there's nothing more powerful you can give me than a prayer. So please, I ask for those.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you that I actually will take those over a dollar.
Amen.
So that just makes me a terrible lawyer and businessman. But that's
well,
okay.
You can take it with you, my friend. You can take that with you, the money you can't. So I'm just wowing you right now, sir, because I appreciate the integrity that I'm hearing right now from you, Tom. And again, you're new to me as you are new to our listeners right now. I'm not a doom and gloomer here, Tom. And yes, I am a fighter. I always have been. And I'm going to continuously fight because I believe that if we're willing to fight, God is willing to give us the results he always has, and he's not a man that he should lie. Are there any victories on the horizon maybe that the American people haven't heard of that have taken place in the courts that maybe we haven't highlighted yet? How about some good news? Is there any progress concerning some of these lawsuits, some victories, so on and so forth?
Well, there's immense progress. Okay, so first of all, we've withdrawn one case. But we haven't lost on anything that we've done yet. So it just takes time. We've got a lot of things pending in a lot of places. We had to learn what the judges would be willing to listen to. This is all new law. It's all new stuff. So we didn't know starting out. We were doing our best guess. Plus,
Tom, I have another hard break. Do you want to hold over for another segment?
I got one more.
Okay.
Then I got a hard break of
okay. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back with Thomas Renz.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Mike Spaulding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking to attorney Thomas Renz, who is taking it to the CDC and a whole plethora of others, friends, that are responsible for what's taking place in our world today. Tom, you were just talking about the willingness of judges to listen to the case. I just want to interject my thoughts really quick. When I look at Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, it tells me, in which, by the way, coincides with the fact that that is one of the three purposes of government, is to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. And as a matter of fact, look at Moses over the top of their heads, right? And as John Locke rightly said, where the law ends, tyranny begins. What is unclear when it comes to the judges in the courts in America today concerning the crimes of the above said that we have been highlighting? Anthony Fauci, and even Bill Gates can be brought in there. Even the current administration, even parts of the last administration. What is it that's so unclear for the judges to actually acknowledge? I mean, it's their job to discover and apply, not to play the activists or to legislate from the bench. What say you?
Well, I'm going to try real hard and not put everybody to sleep with my answer to this. But here's the thing. So I am a textual and originalist in terms of my interpretation of the law. I think we have to look at what it meant when it was passed. And if we want to change it, we have the ability to do that, right? And I think that any other approach to it has issues. So the problem is, you know, we always look to precedent. Well, we have now, you know, 200 plus years of precedent in one of the most advanced legal systems in the world. And we've got that because there's so much money and so much wealth in this country that they've paid so many scumbags like me to run around and do lawsuits and to figure out law and figure out loopholes and figure out ways through and around the law, that we've got an immense body of law and precedent, okay? So So we're now in a situation where we've created precedent on precedent on precedent. Some of it's bad. And because we're man instead of God, we make mistakes. And when we make a mistake, say Ex Parte Young is a lawsuit that came out of the 1800s. It's one of the most cited lawsuits in history, right? That lawsuit was founded on a mistake, in my opinion. The case that it cited to, they openly said that we're ignoring the plain language of the Constitution. Yep. I mean, it was ridiculous. But because of that mistake and because it was referenced as precedent, more mistakes were made. And then you play telephone, right? Those mistakes keep getting worse and worse. 200 plus years down the road, some of the mistakes that we made early on have grown into a body of law and precedent that to me is absolutely abhorrent to our founding fathers.
Yep.
But the problem is it's there. And, you know, the judges have a hard time with the fact that, you know what, if we look at precedent without looking at the premise upon which that precedent is built, then we're running the risk of continuing to push bad law. And that's what we've done in the many 9,000-plus cases that have cited Ex Parte Young. And some of those cases were great cases and well done, but... They rest upon a foundation of mistake, in my opinion. So, you know, this is the issue. Now, mind you, I've been told by the mainstream I'm not very smart, which I'm probably not. But, so you take my opinion for what it's worth. But you get mistakes, you know, if you don't have a good foundation, everything goes to pot, right? So I think that's what's happened. And now these judges, they hear it, and it's like, so the election cases, right? So I didn't read them. I haven't had time to go into them. So I don't know whether they were well-pled, good cases or not. But what I know is there was seriously a case in controversy that, I mean, you had people suggesting, you know, saying outright there's fraud in the election. If there's ever something that ought to be heard, it's something that serious, right? I mean, if the judiciary is not going to deal with a case in controversy on something that serious,
yeah,
where are we at?
I know.
They did it.
Right.
I'm sure, and like I said, I haven't gone through the cases, but I'm sure that they did it based on some, you know, view of precedent or whatever to get through these things.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was probably arguably accurate, but they didn't look at the premise. They didn't look at the foundation upon which it was built. So, you know, I think that that's why this is happening, and I'm going to tell you where this comes from, right? There's a reason that China doesn't like religion, especially Christianity. That's because, you know, as a Christian, what we believe is we believe that God created us and then gave us the opportunity to have faith. Okay, so what's faith? Faith is a choice. Okay, if God comes down and says, hey, Tom, believe in me. Well, I see him. He's there. That's not faith, right? And, you know, he talked about, you know, I can turn rocks into the descendants of Abraham. Well, he could make worshipers. If he wanted to make a race of worshipers that couldn't do anything but worship him, you know, he snaps his fingers, there they are. He wanted people who chose to believe in him. That, in our Christian world, is the purpose. That choice to believe or not to believe is freedom. Freedom is the foundation of humanity. If you're a Christian, freedom is your foundation. You can't believe in anything but free will if you're a Christian, because otherwise, why would God create a race of people that didn't have to believe in him, right? We have to have free will, and that's been lost upon people. They've lost that foundation. They've lost that was the premise of much of our Constitution, of our body of law, of all the things, you know, and when we lose God, when we lose sight of our premise, when our foundation is lost, everything goes badly. So that's kind of my long...
Well, the presupposition is that God is. And it's interesting, every state preamble starts out acknowledging God. Charles D. Montesquieu, along with John G. Locke and William Blackstone, he was the one responsible for saying liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Going back to the prophets, the Lord's already decided what is right and what's wrong. And when I go to the U.S. Constitution, I see in Article 3, Section 1, Tom, where it says that judges, all the way from the president to the Supreme Court, they're there to faithfully execute the laws Article 2, Section 3. And going back to Article 3, Section 1, judges are to sit during good behavior. And what we have today is we've lost the very meaning of liberty in understanding our foundations as to what our forefathers established, and to the original definitions, by the way, to that of licentiousness. Now we think for some reason or another, you know, because it's the Democrats and it's a Democratic judge or whatever the case is, she can be a law unto herself or he can be a law unto himself and judge accordingly. That's not true.
No.
We're a constitutional republic. We should know the answers as to what we're going to be getting from these judges, because my little children, Tom, understand what's right and what's wrong concerning what's taking place in America and on a global basis today. I say, and call it again the prophetic in the sense of going back to the prophets, I say we go back to the U.S. Constitution and we impeach these judges for sitting during bad behavior, Article 2, Section 4, and begin to prosecute them. Some say, well, that's too far. Wait a second. Justice guards our liberties, and these are the ones that are setting the precedent of injustice, and that's exactly why we're losing our freedoms today. So either we're going to stand up and do the right thing, or what's going to happen is the wrong people are going to do the wrong thing, and then we're going to wonder why we lost our country, and we're going to be cursed by our children. I say we do it the way that the Lord commanded it, that it may go well with us. And I didn't mean to rant there, but it just really kind of bothers me, some of the thought processes going on in the courts today, you know, as to what's right and what's wrong, when it's common sense that comes into play here, and it's common sense that's out of sight and out of mind in America today. So with that said, I got you for 2 minutes, Tom. And what is it that you would like the American people? You're being broadcast into 153 cities, as are you being broadcast into 53 countries. What's going on here in America applies to us on a global basis. What is it that you would like to end the show with, and what is it that you'd like to convey to them and end?
Fight. Do what God wants you to. He doesn't want you to stand aside and watch as people are experimented on, and watch as people are killed, and watch as our freedoms are taken away. Fight. Give me prayers.
Amen.
Prayers that people like me have the wisdom to do what God wants, the discernment to know what we should be doing, and God, the skill set. I mean, some days. So fight and pray.
I got you. Well, listen, God has chosen, as you keep calling yourself. By the way, I'm looking at comments right now, Tom. Tom, people are behind you. The Bible's clear when it says that God chose the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. And it's also interesting to note that he chose the weak things of the world to confound that which is mighty. I'm part of being the fools for Christ, because God is the one that is going to be glorified here. Not Tom, not Bradley, not anybody else that's a part of this fight, but Jesus Christ himself. And the way to do that is to get out of the way. Tom Renz, we appreciate you. We're going to be watching you, brother. If there's anything that you need to get out there again, don't be a stranger here. And on a personal note, let's get together on this current lawsuit that we were talking about and see what we can't do to shake, rattle, and roll in turning the world right side up rather than allowing them to turn it upside down. How about that?
I can't wait to do it. I can't wait to do it, because these are people that need to be fought. They're not doing what they should be doing. And if we don't bring justice, who's going to?
That's right. Tom Renz, attorney that is going after the CDC, folks. He is involved in much. Check him out. Thomas Renz, attorney Thomas Renz, R-E-N-Z. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. See ya.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.